Here's another true story of how God changed a life through a gospel tract.
I was at a church once in Pennsylvania, and a lady came up to me, and she said, "Can I talk to you for just a minute?" It was after the church service. I said, "Well, sure. What would you like to chat about?" In her hand was a absolutely mangled, beat up, almost shredded gospel tract that had been printed by the Fellowship Tract League. And she said, "Let me tell you this story." She said, "I was a 60s wild child." And she said, "If it was wrong, I was doing it." She said, "I was into drugs, drinking, all kinds of promiscuity, everything you can imagine." And she said, "I was buying and selling drugs. And one day, I went to a convenient mart to do a drug deal, did my drug deal, came out. And when I walked up by my Mustang convertible, somebody had put a gospel tract on the seat." She said, "I went ballistic. I don't know who it was. They just tossed it on the seat of my convertible car." She said, "I picked the tract up. I wrinkled it all up. I put it on the ground. I stomped on it. I spit on it." And she said, "I was pretty high on drugs while I was doing it." And she said, "I was profane and cursing and just so mad that anybody would have the nerve to put a gospel tract on the seat of my car." She said, "I was making such a commotion over that gospel tract that they called the police, and a police cruiser pulled up and said, 'What's the matter?' And she said, 'Now I realize I'm in real trouble. I've just bought drugs. They're in a bag in my hand, and I've got the police here.' I said, 'Hey, no problem.' He said, 'Well, don't leave that paper you were littering with, or I have to quote you.' So she said, I picked it up, put it in my car, and drove home. She said, when I got home, I told my mom the story about how I almost got busted by the police because I got so mad about that gospel tract on the seat of my car. That mom said, 'Well, what was on it that had you so mad?' She said, 'I don't know.' Well, the mom went out to the car, got it, straightened it out, and brought it into the house. The mother read the tract and later that night trusted Christ. The next day, the brother, who was also a druggie and into everything wrong, read the tract and trusted Christ. A week later, this young lady read the gospel tract and trusted Christ. In the church, standing there talking to me, there's a crowd of over 40 people with her. She said, 'Brother Gibbs, this is my family, and every one of them was led to the Lord by this gospel tract that got put on the seat of my car.'" She said, "When you encourage people to hand out gospel tracts, you have no idea how powerful the Word of God is that's printed in that tract." I looked at that mangled, beat up, in shreds gospel tract that was printed by this great ministry. And I thought, praise the Lord for the people in Lebanon, Ohio, who have a passion to get the gospel spread. We get to heaven, that family's going to tell their story. But the story of that tract is just the story of one family. There are families like that all over the world. It's called the power of the gospel.